Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jeff Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here on this beautiful Thanksgiving Day. It's my 19th consecutive live, never missed a one Thanksgiving Day broadcast, and our simulcast. If you're around the world listening on the internet, you're listening to our simulcast. This is our 18th simulcast. So I'm glad you're here, and I'm especially glad our good friend Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff goes back to with us all the way back to the previous millennia, the last century. He's a 99 model, so this is, I don't know how many Thanksgiving Day programs he's done with us, but probably most of them. And he is a chief home officer. He's an award-winning journalist, the author of at least three books that I know of, and one of the guys we turn to when we want to find out about the smallest of small businesses, the micropreneur, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back.
Great to be with you, and all I can say is I'm not an antique yet. I think I haven't hit the 20-year mark, so we're only classics here. We're not antique.
Only a matter of time, my friend. Happy
Thanksgiving. Exactly. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You know, Jeffrey, and I don't talk about this very much. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever said this before on the show, but over the last 26 years, and especially the last 18 since I've been doing this show, I've had good times, bad times. I mean, I've had some rough times. I've had times when I didn't know if I was going to make it. There were times way back, Jeffrey, when I didn't know if I was going to be able to do my show the next day. I mean, I thought I might have been out of business the next day. There were some, you know, things going on when you're trying to get something started, right?
Absolutely.
But every day I came to work thankful that I had a small business to come to, at least for one more day. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, and I think that as we look at what to give thanks for, you know, whether we're, you know, W-2ers working for somebody and we're thankful to have a job, or whether we're 1099ers like myself who contracts with other folk out there and thankful, and I make it, you know, abundantly clear to them that I'm thankful for their work now and throughout the year, not just Thanksgiving because it's time to give thanks. We see all the Facebook posts, thanks for giving me work, you know, that kind of thing,
right.
Or thanks for being a partner. But as a business owner, you're thankful for how the stars aligned, or in many ways how you aligned the stars to make this work. And so, you know, you and I and you know, thousands upon thousands, even millions of other business owners out there, and whether you're running a business on the side but you have a day job, or whether, like you or me, we're running our own shop with or without employees, you should stop and smell the roses again all year long, but especially this time of year. What did you align? What did you do to make it so that you could apply the life that you want to lead? And I think that's what we have to be thankful for in the home office, where I'm sitting in my home office and I'm here, and you and I were just talking off air about my 18-year-old daughter who's, you know, getting ready to go off to college.
She was in diapers when you the first time you did a show with me.
Yeah, exactly. And her older sister, who's almost six years older than her, you know, she was born into this home office household, you know, and if I'm thankful for anything, I'm thankful for a life that has allowed me to, you know, the opportunity to raise kids from home office household. No latchkey, no late stay, no early drop off at daycare, because I needed
and you,
to,
and
not
you
because
invested,
I had
you
to.
Invested in that, because you and I both know, even though I know you've done well, you and I both know you have the capacity. You could have been the manager of a content factory in New York City, making a whole lot more money than you're making as a sole proprietor somewhere. And you and as I say, I know you've done well, but still, you and I both know what we're talking about here. You know what, Jeff? I agree, but I tell you what, I always thought of it as an investment.
Right. Right.
You know, I could have taken my family to New York or Washington or L.A. or Chicago or somewhere, Atlanta, somewhere like that. And
right.
I could have done a lot better.
Right.
But I wanted to raise my kids in small town America.
Right. And I tell you, I didn't, you know, my family's from here, my wife's family's, you know, they relocated and live here, you know, we're nested very comfortably in South Florida, and it's where our home is. And I, you know, as starting out as a journalist in my career, you know, journalists by their nature are kind of nomadic, you know, wherever the next,
that's one of the
race,
things we call you. Yeah.
That's one of the things. There we go. We'll leave the rest off air. NSFW, not safe for work. But you know, I never wanted to be that person. And people even will say, well, all you need is an internet connection and a laptop and you can work from anywhere. Well, but yeah. I can't make my business from anywhere because I'm fully entrenched in the South Florida community.
Yeah.
I'm born
yeah.
and raised here and this is where we are. And look, I don't have any desire to move. But I'm thankful that, as I said early on, I aligned the stars so that they would, you know, create this opportunity.
But, you know, Jeff, we also have to be thankful for living in a world, in a place in this world where we can do what we do.
Absolutely.
You know, you can't pull this off everywhere.
No.
And the soil is so fertile for entrepreneurs in America. And I mean, people do it in other parts of the world, but it's as hard as this might believe, it's 10 times harder and fewer people do it. If you want to start a small business in America, you can do it right now. You can do it today before the sun sets. You can do it even on a holiday. Now running one successfully, that's another matter, right?
Well, hanging your shingle is one thing, you know, having your shingle still hanging in a year is another,
right.
And that's
right.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, the state of Florida and our governor will tell you how many jobs he's created, how many businesses have started, you know, and that's great. But we have in Florida especially, but I would imagine, you know, as a nation we have it, and some states are easier than others. I mean, in a morning you can have your shingle hung,
yep, yep.
You know, and you can have it registered with the state, and you can do what you need to do to get started.
So if you're an American. You got a lot, especially if you're a small business owner in America. With all the challenges that we have, Jeff, we got to be thankful for being Americans.
Absolutely,
first and
Absolutely.
Foremost, we got to be
Absolutely.
Thankful for living in a country where we can do what we do, and nobody gets to say one way or the other, except our
right.
customers.
Except our customers, competitive forces, and you got to hit the ground running. You know, every Monday. And, you know, and Saturday and Sunday too.
Yep.
But you're given all the same chances. Along those lines, and that really is, you know. And again, for somebody who wants to run a small business, and look, you know, I know we're coming to the end of the session, but as a home-based business, you know, we had our challenges early on, and that has grown in kind. So it's been great to see.
Well, and you've hung in there after all these years when others haven't. Hold on to that thought, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come right back with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, someone whom I'm also very thankful for. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.